I remember trying to lose weight and get a six pack and being so frustrated at the love handles and the belly fat simply refusing to leave my body. Even as my chest and arms started to show signs of progress, and even as the number on the scale started to decrease, I simply could not get rid of that pouch, my gut. I remember trying all kinds of exercises to grow my abs and burn stomach fat, lots of sit-ups and crunches and planks, but even under the best lighting, I'd see a two pack, maybe even a hint of a four pack. Until of course I got tired, burnt out, or just too damn hungry and blew right back up. It was only recently in the past couple of years that I've broken the belly curse. In this video, I'm going to share with you how I did that. So hit the subscribe button. Let's get into it. A lot of guys, including myself, we carry a lot of our fat in the belly. My face tends to get puffy and fatter very quickly. Whereas if I drop below, like if I'm like 70 kilograms or just under, my face is much slimmer with a more defined jawline. We're going to discuss one of the biggest myths when it comes to dieting. You cannot lose belly fat without losing fat in other parts of the body. That's just not how fat loss works. Our bodies are extremely complex. It evolved in miraculous, almost like mysteriously complicated ways. The reason we store fat is very simple. It's to use that as energy for the days when we don't have food. Another reason why fasting kind of makes sense, because then we can tap into our fat reserve. Fat mobilization is actually increased when you fast, because we use the stored fat for the energy that we need when we don't have food. You simply cannot just lose fat on your belly. So all these videos that are like, get six pack abs in 30 days, or do these exercises to burn your belly fat, or these are the exercises that are gonna show your abs, like whenever you see that, you can very surely tell yourself this is the biggest load of crap, and you know it doesn't work because you probably tried it. Working your abs feels like you are burning the fat around your belly because it hurts over there, but that doesn't mean your fat is burning from that particular area. Now, if you do want your abs to be more defined and show, is it a good idea to work the ab muscles so that they get bigger and they show more? Of course, and the core muscles are actually very important muscles for your body for stabilization and balance. So yes, you do want to train your abs. However, that's not going to miraculously target the fat that's on your belly. Just like doing tricep extensions will not target the fat on the triceps. Will it make your triceps look more defined as you lose fat because the tricep muscle will grow? Yes. All right, so this is the way to think about it. So the stubborn belly fat is just what that means, really, is that the belly is the last place your body taps into to burn fat. It's just the last place. It just happens to be the last place. For some other people, it might be the face. For some other people, it might be their arms. For me, I think I carry a lot of fat on my arms and my belly compared to other people. But I can get relatively lean around my chest and my back. And so it depends. I think genetically, men carry a lot of fat in their belly, whereas women carry it more in their arms, I think. You know, there's slight differences in the sex. There's slight differences in your genetics that's going to determine where the fat comes off first. All you can do is focus on eating at a caloric deficit that's going to reduce your body fat, and do some weights or some resistance training at the same time that's going to build muscle. You're going to lower your body fat percentage by building more muscle, eat at a caloric deficit so you lose weight, and then over time you're going to start to lose fat, and you'll be like, oh my god, this thing's not coming off. Oh my god, my face is still kind of fat. Well, guess what? If you keep doing what got you to that place where that's the only thing left, eventually your body will get to that. It will get to that. That's how you target your belly and your face or your arms or wherever. You have to understand that when you run into these videos like, do this for 3 days or 7 minutes for flat tummy. Come on. You know better than that. That's not true. It's just not possible. So let's get that clear. You simply cannot spot reduce fat. And as long as you incorporate some of the principles that I shared in my nutrition videos, how I finally got lean, and you find a sustainable way of eating for the long run, and you continue to do it where it becomes part of your identity, eventually you will get there. Plan for the long term, continuously visualize, and trust in the process. Don't get obsessed with certain parts of your body that are like, oh my God, like I've always had this big hips. What can I do about it? I've always had this, like, just trust in the process. And also, if it is like a structural thing, like a bone thing, or just a genetic thing where you cannot overcome that with training, then don't try to do that. That is you, and find acceptance and turn it into a strength. The old saying, what you cannot fix, you feature. Do not stress over things that you cannot fix. Instead, make that your strength. There are people that will love you for that. So don't turn it into some self-esteem, self-confidence issue. Instead, turn it into a booster for you and your looks. A lot of people struggle with that, but really this is super important. Okay, so a bit of a short video. I just needed to get that out there because I know a lot of women especially, but also guys, like, they have asked this question about like, what do I do about this specific part? It's too chubby and things like this. All right, so I hope that helped. If you want videos like this where we go a little bit deeper than the sort of surface level, like do this, do that for 6 weeks kind of fitness advice, then, you know, hit the subscribe button. And I will try my best to keep helping you with everything that I know. Cool. Bye-bye.
Right, just came back from jiu-jitsu. So I do jiu-jitsu 3 times a week, working out 3 times a week. And right now I'm going to show you what I eat. Usually I eat very similar things at around 12 to 1 or 1 to 2. I'll wake up, I won't eat anything, and then I will train at 11. You know, immediately after exercise, you're not actually hungry. You need to wait another 30 to 40 minutes. So that actually prolongs your fast, and then the first meal of your day can be very rich in proteins, and try to not be too high on carbs. Most days I go with like a chicken breast or 2 sometimes. Has about 30 grams of protein, 28 I think to be exact. And in Korea they come in these kind of like vacuum pack things that they take 45 seconds in the microwave, and they're delicious and they're tender. And then here is some leftover, the final remnants of miyeokguk. This is actually a birthday soup for Korean people. Like, Koreans have this on a birthday. It's quite low in calories, got little pieces of beef in it, not too much, probably about 5 to 10 grams of protein. And then I'm gonna have that with some rice and maybe an egg. Whoosh. Uncle Roger, some rice. They say brown rice is better than white rice. In terms of calories, that's not true, but in terms of the ingredients, like the minerals or whatever, the fibers or whatever's in the brown rice, I think it's fair to say that brown rice is better. One less processing procedure, which probably means it's good. This is so delicious, man. I know it looks kind of rank right now, but it's so good. Let's get some of that rice. So, I don't know. I think all of this miyeokguk, whoa. We do this a lot in Korea, you know? We eat this kind of like rice inside a soup, inside a hot pot kind of action. It's so, so good. Kind of like ramen, but except noodles, we have rice with it. Looks like this. So, 300 calories for the rice, 110 calories for the chicken. That's 410. Plus this soup, which is probably about 200 because it's got some beef in it and a little bit of fat from the beef, but other than that, it's just the seaweed and water and some soya. So that's 410 plus 200, which is 610. This is like 610 plus maybe 50 calories that I'll get from this. So we're looking at like 660 calories to 700 calories for the first meal. Now my maintenance caloric level is around 2600 to 2700. So for my next meal, for the rest of the day, it's already 1 p.m. For the rest of the day, I have like 1900 to 2000 calories that I can eat. And that's a pretty, I mean, it's very easy to go over it. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big portion eater, but I can have a pretty big meal, maybe even a pint of beer, still get away with maintaining my current body weight or even going a couple hundred calories under my maintenance and therefore get leaner. It's winter time now, so I'm not really that obsessed about getting to an insanely lean state. I'm more focused on just like maintaining and maybe lean bulking, so building more muscle is a bigger focus than just being ultra lean and chiseled in this moment. But probably in a couple of months from around mid-February, I'll start leaning down. You know, it's not like, oh, let's do a summer photo shoot, I'll just crash for 3 months. Like, I never do it like that. It's just like around mid-February, I'll be thinking, all right, let's just, you know, do another long-term kind of cut where it's very, very easy, very, very enjoyable, and I never crash and get like super stressed and binge again. You know, it's very, very controlled long term. And I don't have a long way to cut because I've already built this, maintaining this body into my current lifestyle. So it's like, I'm at around 71 kilograms right now. And then, you know, I might go up to 72 some days. I might drop to like 70.8. And then around February, my aim will be like, okay, let's drop to 70.0. or below that to the 69 range. That's when I look really, really sharp. Then I'll be like, okay, over the next 4 months, I'm gonna be losing 2 kilograms. Like, how much easier do you think that is on your mind and your body than someone that's like, I'm gonna lose 10 kilograms in 3 months? That's why long-term thinking is so important. Bear that in mind, and you can have different focus at different parts of the year. That's okay. But please, please, please take into consideration that the more urgent and drastic your diet and your cut becomes, the less likely you're gonna sustain it, and the more likely it is that you'll yo-yo back. So good. And we gotta remember that one of the biggest reasons we work out in the first place is not just to look good, it's also to be healthy. So I don't really get this like dirty bulking thing, but I get it for skinny fat guys that really, really need whatever they can get to like eat above their caloric maintenance. But for most people, you should focus on healthy whole foods while having that guilty pleasure, you know, like a Big Mac every now and then, or like, I don't know, like a classic American cheeseburger, or like a margarita pizza, like whatever it is that is your heart's desire. You know, you build that into your diet. But generally speaking, yeah, you should eat healthy. Otherwise, it's kind of a contradiction. It's like smoking while you want to build a great body. And guess what? I used to smoke. I used to smoke while I was working out. And obviously, it's like a contradiction. It doesn't help muscle growth. It's just bad for your health. Like, why would you do it, right? Why would you actively harm yourself? That's the nature of self-sabotage. That's why the mindset stuff that I talk about is so important. Because why do you self-sabotage? Why is it so hard to quit? Like, all of these things are to do with the mindset.